You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And it is a big breakfast show. Welcome to Thursday, the March the 30th. 30th of March. Good grief. Tomorrow's the last day of March. You know that, don't you? Anyway, lovely to be with you this morning. Lovely to be with you any morning. It is Jerry D, Breakfast Show 89.3, Cool FM from now, going through till 10 o'clock this morning. Looking at, let's take a look at a couple of people that have got birthdays on this date, 30th of March. We're looking at Anna Sewell. That's S-E-W-E-L-L. She was born on this day. The year was 1820. She was an English novelist. Now, she was best known as the author of the classic novel, which was called Black Beauty. And here's a name that'll be familiar to you. Vincent van Gogh was born on this day, 1853. Of course, a Dutch post-impressionist painter whose work had a far-reaching influence on 20th century art for its vivid colours and emotional impact.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain. Weathered faces lined are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen. For they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Absolutely beautiful. Don McLean and Vincent, of course, a tribute to Vincent van Gogh, and it's often erroneously titled after the opening refrain, of course, Starry Starry Night. And that was a painting, by the way, Starry Starry Night by Van Gogh in 1889. I was just thinking, I mean, that was one of my favourite, that was one of those classic ballads which I say come out in the early 1970s, and that was released on February of 1972. It was, say, a tribute to Vincent Van Gogh, that I mentioned was born on this day. And I was just thinking, you know, if he hadn't been born on this day back then, we wouldn't have been able to listen to that brilliant piece of music, would we? We should be very grateful. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right through till 10. we go, yes. Stevie Nicks with us on The Breakfast Show with Edge of 17. What a wonderful age that was. Just a quick couple of good mornings. We'll go back in more detail later. Good morning, Mary Lou, with us bright and breezy this morning. To Paul, Paul, who was with us the other week. He's still here in Panama, giving me some more bad news, I'm afraid. Come to that later on as well. Also, of course, out there, Renee and Rick in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you all. Nice to know you're out there. Always nice to know I'm not alone. 12 and a half after 7. Go up into the distance there, Supergrass and All Right. Time on The Breakfast Show. Gosh, we've whipped through it, through the time this morning, and we're exactly 15 and a half minutes, and that's after the what? After the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. So, it is time to get you in your shower on your way to wherever it is you're going today. And it is Thursday, if you just joined us. Very good morning. It is the 30th of March.
Everybody came here wanting to be free. New York to California, see the shining sea. Everybody, everybody, everybody. I am American. You got the right. Stand
I guess you never guess where RuPaul came from. Just called American. Right, out you get on your way to work this morning. Or to wherever it is you're going, for that matter. And it is Thursday. What do we normally do on a Thursday? Well, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be talking to Dr. Computer. Unfortunately, he has to work this morning. He can't get into the studio, which is a shame, but understandable. So anyway, thanks to Alex, and let me see now, let me see what I've got for you next. Oh yes, I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll take a little rummage, around the internet, see what tech stories there are for you out there today. That gave me something to do, won't it? Anyway, it's all the usual bits and pieces this morning. In around about 10 minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the international news and business news for this morning. And 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we're going to be taking a look at the local news, some of the stories in the local news for you today. Apart from that, it is, well, it's great music going right through till 10 o'clock. Like this one, going back in time with Status Quo. Pictures of Matchstick Men. Oh, this refers to another artist, by the way. ago. That is Status Quo and Pictures of Matchstick Men. And that went to number did very well on the charts, got right up to the top of the charts, British charts at any rate. It got to number 7, number 8 in Canada, number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming their only top 40 single in the United States. And by the way, that song, Pictures of Massive Men, was first a hit single by Status Quo. It has been covered by many other people as well. And now, there are two versions of that, mono and also stereo. And the difference is that the one in stereo, that had significant differences. It was without the wah wah guitar. The mono version has that trademark wah wah guitar in the breaks between the lyrics. But on the stereo one, it was admitted. Now, let's see. Rossi, who wrote the song, he was living in a prefab in a place called Camberwell in London. He says, I wrote it when I was on the... Well, we say things. He said, I wrote it while I was on the bog. In other words, he'd gone to the bathroom, toilet. He said, I'd gone there not for the usual reasons, but to get away from the wife and mother-in-law. I used to go into this narrow, frizzing toilet and sit there for hours until they finally went out. I got 3/4 of the song finished in that toilet. The rest I finished in the lounge. The Matchstick Men, I mentioned it was a reference also to another artist. The Matchstick Men reference is to the paintings of the Salford artist Ellis Lowry. So now you know. This is The Levellers.
Kick in the dust.
from Home from the Levellers. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, boys and girls, we are exactly right now 28 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let us take a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business news for this morning. Ukraine said on Thursday that Russian forces had made some gains inside the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, but at a heavy price in lives lost. That has blunted Moscow's offensive as Ukraine prepares a counter-strike of its own. In a potential escalation of Moscow's diplomatic feud with Washington, Russia's FSB security service arrested an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal. This is Evan Greshovich on suspicion of spying for the United States. And the head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group acknowledged on Wednesday that fighting for the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut had inflicted severe damage on his own forces, as well as Ukraine and on the Ukraine side as well. The battle for Bakhmut today has already practically destroyed the Ukrainian army, and unfortunately it has also badly damaged the Wagner private military company, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on an audio message. North Korea executes people for drugs, sharing South Korean media and religious activities as it stifles its citizens' human rights and freedom, its rival South Korea said in a report on Thursday. Now, South Korea's Unification Ministry, which handles inter-Korean affairs, based the 450-page report on testimony collected from 2017 to 2022 from more than 500 North Koreans who fled from their homeland. Republican lawmakers in Kentucky on Wednesday overturned the governor's veto of a bill to ban transgender youth from gender-affirming healthcare and restrict which toilets they use in public schools, voting in line with a national conservative-led movement. And U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Wednesday blocked a bid to fast-track a ban of the popular Chinese-owned social media app TikTok, which more than, by the way, 150 million Americans use, citing concerns about free speech and uneven treatment of social media companies. I think we should bear and be aware of those who use fear to coax Americans to relinquish our liberties. Paul Rand said on the Senate floor. Every accusation of data gathering that has been attributed to TikTok could also be attributed to domestic big tech companies. Chile detected the first case of bird flu in a human, the country's health ministry reported on Wednesday. Now, the case was detected in a 53-year-old man who presented severe influenza symptoms, according to a statement issued by the ministry. But they noted the patient was in stable condition. The government is also investigating the source of contagion, as well as others who were in contact with the patient. Four bankers who helped a close friend of Vladimir Putin move millions of francs through Swiss bank accounts have been convicted of lacking diligence in financial transactions. Now, the four were found guilty on Thursday of helping Sergei Roldugin, a concert cellist who has been dubbed Putin's wallet by the Swiss government. The executives, three Russians and one Swiss, helped Roldugin, who is godfather, by the way, to Putin's eldest daughter, Maria, helped them deposit millions of francs in Swiss bank accounts between 2014 and 2016. A steadier note in global stocks continued on Thursday as investors hoped that the banking sector had turned a corner on its recent turmoil to help markets end the quarter on a positive note. The dollar and crude oil prices, they were stable, with calmer markets allowing investors to focus more on the economy as Spanish inflation fell more than expected in March. Global stocks were up 0.3% and on course for a 4.9% quarterly gain. We're starting to see a little bit of stabilisation. There is a perception that somehow the banking crisis is behind us, said Mike Hewson, Chief Markets Analyst at CMC Markets. The next few days are going to be a key test of this stabilisation, with month-end and quarter-end coming up. When you have a lot of funds doing a tidy-up, then suddenly it's where do we go from here? The European stocks index of 600 leading companies, that rose 0.8% to hit a two-week high. Asian stock markets held recent gains on Thursday as investors weighed whether a breakup of Chinese conglomerate Alibaba signals Beijing's regulatory storm aimed at tech companies might finally be clearing. MSCI's index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan rose 0.5%, like the S&P 500. It's recovered from March lows hit as fallout from the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank reverberated around global markets. Japan's Nikkei, which is heading for a 6% quarterly gain, it did slip 0.3% on Thursday. And lastly, Chinese Premier Li Qiang said on Thursday that he was committed to opening up and reforming the world's second-largest economy, seeking to win over foreign investors, even as trade and geopolitical tensions with the West loom large. His keynote speech, delivered at a business and political summit in the island province of Hainan, came a week that Beijing has mounted a charm offensive on overseas firms as it seeks to shore up an economy battered by years of pandemic restrictions. That's it. There's a quick look at some of the things in the international news and in the world of business.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Lydia keeps my toothbrush in her apartment, and she never complains. Well, hardly ever. And then jokingly she says, boy, it's been so long since I've held you. I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead. Lydia, Lydia, how come you understand? I can offer you nothing at all. This is more than I had planned. Lydia, Lydia, I am at your command. I must be off again. I must be off again. Lady, you know I always talk about conscious decisions, about running my own life. But maybe I'm fooling myself. It's a role I like to play. Cause more often than not I'm down here on the. I'm sorry I woke you. Do you feel like some company? Babe, I need a place to stay. Must be off again.
go, isn't that good? That's Dean Friedman, and it's called Lydia. Before that, R.E.M. and Don't Go Back to Rockville. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Right, we've got a couple of requests to take a look at this morning. I'm going to start with this one. This one comes from Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Renee, interesting. I'm going to have to. I'm definitely going to have to look this one up. This is what Renee has said. She says, "Good morning." She said, "Friday is just around the corner. Yay!" Know how you feel. One of my friends from high school has a daughter who is a contestant on American Idol. Now, she just did her first audition and got a golden ticket. Yes, to go to the Hollywood Week auditions. Isn't that great? I mean, I'm a bit of a sabbatic, but I can lose hours going on YouTube and watching all these things like America's Got Talent and American Idol and UK's Got Talent and Israel's Got Talent, you name it. So, yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. And so she's got the golden ticket to go to Hollywood Week. And she said, of course it is. It's much more fun to watch when you know someone. Her audition song was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. What a great song. Shall we have a listen? Yeah, okay. there we go. That's it, Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. I tell you what, I'm going to have to start rummaging around American Idol and see if I can find the audition. How great is that, getting through? Right, let's move on now to Mary Lou. She says she was with us bright and breezy this morning. She always is before I've sort of even really woken up. She says, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Mary Lou. lovely to know you there. She's supposed to be one of our most frequent listeners, together with likes of Renee and Paul, and well, we got quite a few of them, really. Now, don't forget, if you want to chat with us or get in touch with us, don't forget our WhatsApp number, 677-18822. 677-18822. Or as I like to say, 677-18822. Mary Lou says, good day to everybody. She seemed to be quite happy the fact that it's a little bit cloudy out there today. But you did ask if we could play a piece of music for you. Comes from the Zac Brown Band. It's called Chicken Fried.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow, and my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of these songs. See the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Gets a little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, a lot to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Go following on from Chicken Fried from the Zac Brown Band, unmistakable sound of Dolly Parton, of course, and that was 9 to 5. What I can tell you is it's 8.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation, you'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Love Unlimited Orchestra and Love's Theme. Isn't that great? The vocal version. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. 17 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here on 89.3 Cool FM. Sadly, no talking tech today with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. He's got work commitments this morning, so thanks very much. Anyway, he's always here where he can be, so we're always very grateful. So thanks to Alex, Dr. Computer. Now, let's get back. We've got requests. We got a request from Ashley. Good morning to Ashley. And he wished us a bright good morning this morning. He says, good morning, he says, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Thursday. And you asked if we could play, he said, could you play this amazing cover from Mark Anthony? It just so happens that you've chosen one of my favourite songs, going back to the early 1970s again, with this one. So here's Mark Anthony's version of Make It With You, which originally was from Bread.
I want to love you for the rest of my life. Te quiero tanto. Just stay. Really reaching out to the other side.
So, there we go. Mark Anthony and his version of Bread's Make It With You. And it's another one of those tracks, as I mentioned, goes back to the early 70s again. Natural fact, the original by Bread was released in April of 1970. It was on their album, which was called On the Waters. And released as a single in June of that year, and it was the group's first top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Now, what did we think of Mark Anthony's version? Does he get a crowd cheer, or does he get the toilet flush? Absolutely, I think it's a great version. I love it. I love the way he sort of brought in a little bit of the old Espanolish in there as well. No, it is an excellent cover. You can tell what it is, but he's given it his own style. So thank you for that one, Ashley. That's a nice one. Like it. Gets my stamp of approval for one of my favourite pieces of music as well. Talking of which, good morning to Paul Dixon, and Maria, if she's here listening with us this morning, because they're over here, they're in Panama. I think they're staying here till about the 18th of April. They'll be back in to see us as we go into the month. I got a funny feeling that Paul seems to skim through the memorials, the memorandum or the remembrance pages on the newspaper, because we've lost another one. This is Keith Reed. Now, Keith Reed was a lyricist, to a natural fact, wrote Procol Harum's timeless classic, another big favourite of mine, A White as Shade of Pale. He's died at the age of 76. He was born in a place called Hertfordshire in the UK, and Reed never performed, by the way, with Procol Harum, but was vital to the band's success, writing all their lyrics until 2017. Among his other hits was John Farnham's soft rock anthem, You're the Voice, which became a worldwide smash. That was in 1986. His lyrics were one of a kind and helped to shape the music created by the band, they said in a statement. His imaginative, surreal and multi-layered words were a joy to Procol fans, and their complexity by design was a powerful addition to the Procol Harum catalogue. Our thoughts go out to his family and friends. So there we go. All we can say is thank you for giving us one of the best songs ever.
Skip the light, bang, bang, go. kiss at first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
There we go. What can I say? The man who wrote those amazing lyrics, and that's Keith Reid, has passed away. White a Shade of Pale, say Procol Harum. It was, believe it or not, their debut record, and that was on the 12th of May, 1967. Their single reached number one in the UK singles chart. That was on the 8th of June and stayed there for 6 weeks without much promotion. It also reached number five on the US Billboard Hot 100, one of the anthems of the 1967 Summer of Love. It's one of the most commercially successful singles in history, having sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. In the years since, A Wider Shade of Pale has become an enduring classic, with more than 1,000 known cover versions by other artists. Right, now, by the way, the song was also named a joint winner, along with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. This was of the Best of British Pop Singles, 1952 to 1977, and that was at the Brit Awards, and it's also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And that was... great oh, acclamations for that amazing song. I mean, I really feel quite privileged. I mean, that came in 1967, and that was when I was working Forces Radio Sharjah, and hearing that for the first time when it first came out and playing it on the radio then was really quite something. Right, time on the breakfast show. Let's see if we can get in touch with our good friends.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Ding, 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 ding. Today's opening day of baseball season. Yay! Yes, and there's some new rules in baseball season for those of you who do or don't know. They now have a pitch clock, which will speed the game along. What used to be a 3-4 hours of what my mother called watching paint dry is now going to be something a little more faster. Now it's going to be watching fast paint dry, according to my mom. Anyways, yes, today is opening day, and there's a couple of new rules, pitch clocks, limited numbers of pickoffs from first base, all these kind of new rules for baseball is going to make it all the more better. I'm just loving baseball. I'm a big New York Yankee fan. Yeah. So, Yankee Day, opening day. When I lived in New York, I loved to go to opening day. There's nothing better than coughing. Hello, hey boss. I don't feel so well. And he goes, oh, is it opening day? I'm like, no, of course not. Yeah, anyways, he knew because I usually would take him with me if I had seats. Well, today looks like another stellar day. The wind is ripping around, breezing. The gardener's coming today. He's going to help me transplant those 4 eggplants and 4 tomato plants. I'm looking forward to getting those out and in some pots so they can get bigger and bigger and we can start harvesting some more fruit. Picked another pepper off of the tree. Some mangoes are dropping. Those are getting bigger, those aguacate. Oh, I got some people who've told me already, yeah, call me when they're ripe and I'll help you come pick them. I'm like, yeah, you helped me pick them off the ground. The biggest problem I have with mangoes is I can't collect them fast enough, and they're so high up in the tree they're hard to pick, so you have to wait till they fall. And now I've got a little dog who likes chewing on mangoes, so imagine that. I'm going to have teeth-filled mangoes. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Well, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts, and boy, I'm going to have a swirlwind of things to share with you after 2 weeks of travel. I'm going to pick and choose some great information. I hope you all will enjoy it. And until then, back to you in the studio.
Please, fellas, we need you.
Nellie Kelly, the baseball game, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they played.
Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout,
hey, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
the League Unlimited Orchestra there with Hard Times. Our breakfast show time is 21 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I did say that although Dr. Computer is unable to join us this morning, I'll take a look and see if I can find any interesting tech stories. Now, this one is to do with the world of medicine. I sort of came across this. I thought, now, this is one that either touches touches most families. It's all to do with, of course, the great scourge, that's cancer. Here's an article which I found on Wired. It says, bleak statistics accompany the world's leading cause of death, it says here. One in two of us will be diagnosed with cancer in our lifetime. Earlier diagnosis drastically improves survival, but unfortunately, unscreened cancers account for 80 to 90% of cancer deaths, says Harpal Kumar, president of the European wing of GRAIL. This is a healthcare company whose mission is to detect cancer earlier. Of the more than 200 types of cancer we currently only screen for cervical, breast and bowel cancer, says Kumar, and he calls this the street light problem. You know, we're looking for cancer in the light, but four-fifths are happening in the dark. But even if we did check for all these cancers, people aren't going to turn up for 200 screenings. We cannot continue the paradigm of looking for these cancers just one at a time, he says. Now, the dream is a single test that can identify every cancer from a single draw of blood. And that's roughly what GRAIL has been developing, a test that is sensitive to early stage cancers, can detect and locate many different cancer types, gives very few false positives, and can hone in on the most serious cancers. Now, Galeri is the result. The company says it can detect more than 50 types of cancer with a single blood sample. Just as regular cells that shed DNA when they die, so do tumor cells. And this DNA is traceable in the blood. The test has been validated by GRAIL in clinical trials. And if the test detects something, there's a 45% likelihood that it's cancer. An extremely high predictive rate for a cancer test. Galeri says it can predict where a cancer is in the body with 90% accuracy. Incredible. He says the test has been available commercially in the US now for 18 months. The next step is the NHS Galeri Clinic trial to demonstrate that the test works at scale. We will get first data from this trial next year. And then if that data looks good, they will extend the pilot to 1 million people over the next few years, then complete it in the next 3 years, says Kumar. What an amazing story. I mean, it's 50 cancers at the moment, but I'm sure, you know, that will develop as it goes on. That's really quite amazing. I mean, even just sort of being able to find 50. And I mean, cancer is, it's a scourge. A lot of my family passed away with due to cancer. My mother, God bless, she beat it twice. The third time, it came back for her. But she lived till 92, so trust me, the whiskey and chocolates worked absolute amazing, amazing results with her. She used to come out of the consultorios in Paitia and then say, right dear, let's go over to the clinic and get something from the pharmacy. Well, the clinic and the pharmacy just happened to be Philippe Motta. Here's the Rolling Stones, Painted Black. I
green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Jerry D.
Reach the bar. I love you, babe. Not like a love, I get. I love this guitar.
So there we go, that's Prince, and that's called Guitar, following on from the Rolling Stones and Paint It Black. Right, so what we're going to do, we're going to have a word with Yasmin. Yes,
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Yas, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. I just got a little note in, because talking about that, you hear what I was saying about that amazing test that they've come up with now for detecting cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And they reckon they can get it up to 200 cancers that they'll be able to check on. 50 at the moment, but that's really quite something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was mentioning my mother, she would go to the consultorios there in Paitia and then go over to the pharmacy, which just happened to be Felipe Mota. Go and stock up with her whiskey and all of her other goodies that she liked. She never stopped. Mary Lou says that your mother really knew chocolates definitely are a cure for anything. And I'm inclined to agree with that as well. It's always a good feeling good, isn't it? You know, when you eat chocolate. Do you like chocolates?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But now I'm trying to get yours without sugar.
Yeah, you can.
They're good anyway.
They are. You know what? Yeah. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember in the days of yore when they first started to get chocolates with no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They tasted pretty terrible. But mm-hmm. now, I mean, I tell you what, some of them are more delicious than the ones with sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. they are that bit more expensive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the good things in life a little bit more expensive. But anyway, Mary Lou says, yeah, she says, all my levels are high. But she says, but we'll never stop to eat chocolates and soda. There you go. I mean, you only live once. You might as well, you know, enjoy it. You know, when you go, you go.
No, Mary Lou, too much sugar.
Too much sugar?
Yeah,
get the soda. Yeah, get the...
With chocolate is enough.
Yes. Yeah. Split it up. You know, what you could do one week is get chocolates with no sugar, and the next week go and get the soda with no sugar. You could alternate.
Yeah. Yes.
We're full of good ideas on this program. So anyway, how was your day yesterday? Yes?
Well, yesterday was nice. I went to Expo Corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's until today at 7, I guess, 7 p.m. So everybody can go today also. It was huge. My feet hurts, and I couldn't finish the whole place.
Really? Is that at the new convention center?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I went to the one where they had the electric cars and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they were just using a very small portion of what would mm-hmm. be available there.
Yeah.
I assume it is huge. I was wondering if one day they're going to have the caravana there. That event in towards the end of the year. Because my always thought was that, you know, if you have... you know, floors with carpet,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be very sort of good because we have a lot of beer mm-hmm. and drinks and ice and things like that. But when I was there and we were in this section with the cars, I noticed the floor was concrete in mm-hmm. actual fact.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a mm-hmm. good idea. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when they came in to visit us, when the boss came in here, mm-hmm. they're booked up well in advance, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is a great thing for the economy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And for them.
And for them, yes. But it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's very nice.
But apparently it's not built for concerts.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, not everything is for everything.
I wonder what will happen to the old Pagali Centre.
I don't know.
Because when you go past there, it looks really quite dilapidated.
Yeah.
Not being looked after.
But the last time they were using it as a hospital, right?
For COVID. Was used for COVID. Uh-huh. Yeah, used a lot in COVID.
But now, I don't know.
Hey, that's another good point. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but perhaps one of our listeners will. Because
mm-hmm.
The good lady and myself, we're going on vacation beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was thinking about doing was getting, because you can now get this jab for COVID, mm-hmm. which is the latest one, which also is again, it helps with the mm-hmm. Omicron mm-hmm. versions of mm-hmm. it. But I don't hear any more about where you can get it. Do you have you any
oh,
idea?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can find out on Instagram of the ministry.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because I'd like to get it done fairly early because you never know what the side effects
uh-huh.
might be.
Yeah. Let me search about that.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you are. Then you are busy today, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So, it was, anybody there you knew at the event?
Oh, yes. I saw Mariangela from The Visitor.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Focus Panama, and I realized they are printing. This is like a little... It's not like the newspaper before.
No,
yeah.
It's like a little leaflet, really, uh-huh. isn't it? With some of the stories in.
Yes, mm. but it looks very nice, very good material, good quality. And also, it has a QR code on each page, so you can read more about each article on their website.
Oh, that's cool.
And mm-hmm. it could be in English or Spanish, whatever you need.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's awesome. I really love it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's
from The Visitor and Focus Magazine.
Okay.
Both.
That's a wonderful idea. What a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I got an invitation from Costa Rica. So, I was
when
there.
When are you leaving?
I'm not. I was just talking to everybody. And they had a huge stand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, little stands inside a big space.
Okay.
And from Costa Rica. And, of course, they gave us a breakfast, and we had a lot of fun there, knowing more about their products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a free breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not silly, are you, really?
So thank you very much to Costa Rica. And, I saw some other friends for tourism area.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was full. It was crowded.
Oh, good. That, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is it open to the general public or just business?
Yes, for everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There you go then. Go to Expo Comma.
Yes, because they also have some conferences. Uh-huh. Different conferences in different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to their website and see what they have for today.
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what are you doing today?
Today is Zero Waste Day. It's international. This is the first international day of Zero Waste Day.
So what do we do? We keep our rubbish for today and put it out tomorrow or what?
No, today.
No, but say we don't put it out today, but we'll have to save it and put it out tomorrow, because what else are we going to do with it?
Well, today it's a big activity at Atrio Mall.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be there during the day, and you can learn more about how to recycle and to avoid plastic and everything about the environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, did you know here in Multiplaza they have a new eco spot?
I was going to just mention that, because mm-hmm. when Christina and I went at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and the way that I always go, because I can always find somewhere to park,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to tell everybody exactly mm-hmm. where it is. But... No, we parked and we came out. Christina pointed, and it's like a little building
mm-hmm.
that they put up, and all the different areas where you can put your waste in. Or they've got, if you've got something bigger, they've got people that can mm-hmm. take it. And they actually looks like they're sorting it out there as well.
Exactly.
I thought that is excellent.
It's awesome because you can bring there most of the materials. There's mm-hmm. no place in Panama City, I guess, you can do that.
No, and you
everything. You can bring everything, and they will explain you what they're going to do with that, if it's recyclable here in Panama or
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to keep it anyways because they can process those materials and do something different. If they don't, if there's no company who recycle it,
mm-hmm.
they can process it. So it's awesome.
I think no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's very close to me.
Yeah, and it's easy to go. You don't need to get out of your car. You can just ask them to bring the bags out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go. I love to go exactly to each space and put each material because I'm learning every time I go there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I love it.
And I got an old microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
No.
It doesn't work.
You can bring it there.
But, you think they'll take that? Cause, I mean, I noticed they say they take electronics.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, and I won't tell you where it is because everybody will go there to park. Seriously though, you can just drive in. You'll have to take a ticket to get in because of the
parking.
Let me explain exactly what it is. If you go along on Via Israel, and when you get to the turning to the left, where you go to Nikos, across the road from there, you go to the entrance right past, just past there on your right hand side, and that's where you go in, turn to your left, and it's down there, and you can just drive in, drop your stuff off, come back out, drive out again. You will have to take a ticket, but if you're there for less than an hour, you don't really want to take that much rubbish.
It's free.
It's free. You just use your ticket and you'll be able to get straight out again.
Exactly.
So, excellent. Good. No, it's funny you mentioned that because when you were talking about it, I thought, I remember seeing that. And so no waste day today, boys and girls.
Exactly.
All right, save it till tomorrow. I mean, what else are we supposed to do with it? Anyway, you'll find out, won't you?
Oh, yes.
Because you're going to sort that out. All right, well, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Because we come to the top of the hour, it's time for the news again. And
till tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good grief. Yippee. All right, yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
And see you in the morning.
See you.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HR Block, PTY.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky. And one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew. You're not here, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not.
softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here.
Sort of this particular track feature, or sort of says it's the Moody Blues, but I know for a fact it was on the Blue Jays album. Forever Autumn, Justin Hayward, and together with Don Lodge. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 18 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Time for a little bit of funk on this morning's Breakfast Show. This is Tucker. Appointments only.
Where you We're gonna
The Star Point and Gonna Lift You Up, and proceeding, as I mentioned, by Tucker and Appointments Only. Time on the Breakfast Show is 28 minutes. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock. Let's take a wander around Wired on the internet when looking at see what's happening in the world of technology. We mentioned that company developing those, not cancer cures, but, you know, being able to see if there is any cancer. Up to 50 they can sense at the moment. Here's a little story. It's about OpenAI. It says here, when I logged into OpenAI's website on Monday morning to continue testing the new version of ChatGPT powered by GPT-4, the chatbot didn't try to sabotage my relationship, write my emails, or unleash my creativity. It simply didn't work. Demand is high, and the company is experiencing occasional outages. Greg Brockman, an OpenAI co-founder and president, was upfront about the model's imperfection in a recent live stream. He also reminded listeners that they were not without blemishes themselves. Generative AI is the focal point for many Silicon Valley investors after OpenAI's transformational release on ChatGPT late last year. The chatbot uses extensive data scraped from the internet and elsewhere to produce predictive responses to human prompts. It was previously powered by the GPT-3-5 language model. And while that version remains online, an algorithm called GPT-4 is now available with a $20 monthly subscription to ChatGPT Plus. It takes a bit of getting around all the GPTs, doesn't it? If you're considering that subscription, here's what you should know before signing up, with examples of how outputs from the two chatbots differ. The core service you pay for with ChatGPT Plus is access to GPT-4. Even after paying a $20 a month, you aren't guaranteed a specific number of prompts from the GPT-4 model per day. OpenAI says that clearly that the company will change the maximum number of allowed prompts at any time. While it was testing it out on Friday afternoon, the cap was set at 50 messages for 4 hours. When I returned on Monday morning, the site was glitchy and the cap was lowered to 25 messages for 3 hours. OpenAI claimed that ChatGPT Plus subscribers can avoid getting bumped out of the chatbot during peak usage hours and receive faster responses, but users should know that they might lose access to GPT. It goes on, all these GTPs gets confusing, isn't it? They might lose access to ChatGPT during some outages. In addition, the current iteration of the GPT-4 model often takes longer to respond to prompts than GPT-3.5 does. Now, you can experiment with a version of GPT-4 for free by signing up for Microsoft's Bing and using the chat mode. Well, I think it's a little bit like when they open a restaurant in Panama, don't you? Give them plenty of time to get it all sorted out and then go. So there we go. That's it. That would be wise advice, I think, on that. I have tried it on Bing, but like they say, sometimes you try and you can't get access and whatever. But be patient. It's starting, it's causing a bit of an uproar as well, with people signing off saying, hey, back off. Don't go too fast. You're not sure what we're doing. Cheap Trick. Another World. That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
These are the worst times that we've ever had.
There we go. That's a different one. It's Duran Jones out there. And that's together with The Indications and Witchy Who. That's what it's called. We're just coming up for 20 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And taking a look at some of the other people that were actually sort of born this day. We took a look when we started off the programme this morning. If you're into the movies or acting, Warren Beatty was born on this day. The year was 1937. American actor, of course, producer, screenwriter and a director, appearing in such films as Splendor in the Grass, Shampoo, Bonnie and Clyde, Heaven Can Wait, Bugsy and Dick Tracy. He is the younger brother, by the way, of actress Shirley MacLaine. We've got another good birthday coming up, but I'm going to take a piece of music first, because this one I'm really going to have to find something special for. This, though, is Imagine Dragons first, and it's called Follow You.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right.
That's it. Imagine Dragons and Follow You. Right, that other birthday I wanted to talk to you about. Born on this day, the year is 1945. That makes this gentleman 78 years of age. English guitarist, vocalist and songwriter. And he is the only three-time inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Once as a solo artist, and separately as a member of the Yardbirds. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about this guy. Eric Clapton. And with a wish that we probably all agree with, change the world.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth.
Clapton and Change the World. Happy birthday, Eric. Because we mentioned there that he joined the Yardbirds in 1963. And of course the Yardbirds, I mean, they had some of the greatest guitarists. The band started the careers of three of rock's most famous guitarists. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, all of whom ranked in the top five of Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest guitars. They had a hint, the band had a string of hits through the mid-1960s, including Heart Full of Soul, Shapes of Things, and Over, Under, Sideways, Down, and this one. Yardbirds and For Your Love. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We can squeeze one more in. Take us up to the top of the hour with Denise Williams. It's going to take a miracle. Going to take a miracle, Denise Williams. And that's it. That brings us to the end of this Thursday morning's breakfast show. Don't forget to join us tomorrow, the last day of March tomorrow, 31st of March tomorrow. Good grief. It's just gone by so quickly, hasn't it? Right, big thanks to go out this morning, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and also doing all our other little bits and pieces. She's gone off now to the Atrio Mall. It's no waste day today, so she's not wasted any time. Off she's gone. So big thanks to Yasmin. Don't forget, she also does our bookings. If you want to, if you've got something you'd like to say it on the Breakfast Show, why don't you give us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223 5162. 223-5162. Let's say also a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's getting ready some great Freaky Friday fun facts for tomorrow. So big thanks to Ingrid for checking with us today. And also a big thank you to my co-producer, Neil Danby, who's working away for us over there back in the United Kingdom for a while. So thanks to Neil, the boys and girls of Grupo Grado keep us up and running. And of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. And don't forget, by the way, that number applies to you. If you'd like to advertise with us, give us a call, 677-18822, or say give us a call, WhatsApp us on that number, 677-18822, or again, you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Friday. Yes, TGIF tomorrow, and that will be at 7:30 till 10, as we do. And I just hope you'll be able to join us. All right, remember what I say. Whatever it is you're going to be doing in the course of this day, please do it carefully. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, what I want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.